Hello everyone, I'm replying to naughty underscore tart Wendy's boo about the dating game. I've never actually been on a dating website. I'm not saying I would never go on, well I wouldn't now because I'm married, but I mean, I'm not saying I would never have gone on one, but I actually never thought to do so. And I did talk to other VI people who do, or did. Regarding the question of whether you should put your blindness in your profile, if it was me, I wouldn't. Because you want people to think of you as a person. Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say you, because I'm talking about me. I would want people to think about me as a person. And if I put that, straight away that's the thing that's going to jump out at somebody. You're blind. Now, to a lot of people it probably wouldn't matter. To some, they might be a pervert who might get off on something like that. I don't know. It takes all sorts. Personally, I wouldn't put it. But when I started talking to an individual, I'm telling you this because it's what I've done. Although I've never been on a dating website, I've had quite a lot of conversations like this on stuff like Facebook. I would pick my time depending on the individual, because obviously when I suppose it's slightly different for me, because when I was on Facebook, men would send me a friend request, I'd accept it, and we would talk, but you know, there wouldn't really necessarily be anything like that in it, not on my part certainly. Some men did get a bit, you know, like that, but I would pick my time. If someone was becoming a bit of a nuisance, which some of them do, well, they did anyway, I didn't block them. I would tell them. That's when I would tell them I'm blind. And some of them said they didn't care, and some of them said I didn't hear from them again, which was actually what I wanted. Or, to be fair, I do occasionally. There's one bloke I'm thinking of, particularly in America. You know, I think he liked the look of me, I think. Goodness knows why. So we did talk quite a bit. And then when I told him I was blind, he was like, his attitude changed, you could tell. And that was fine, because I didn't like him in that way at all. I mean, there wasn't even the beginning of a stirring of anything like that. I just like to talk to him as a friend. But I do, occasionally he'll pop up and say, how are you doing? You know, so he does still talk to me. But if he had any lingering ideas of anything else, they went at that instant, which is fine. I actually, as you probably know, did meet my husband on Facebook, and we met after 6 months, and I actually went to another country to meet him, so you know all the business about, which is very sound advice about meet in a public place, let someone know where you're going. Of course I did all that, but what good it would have done if anything had gone wrong, I don't know. I was pretty certain of him, but I wouldn't advise it, although I've done it. I've actually done it twice. I went to I had a relationship for 3 years with an American, and that was from an MSN group. It was an MSN group I ran, and he just happened to join it. And then I didn't tell him I was blind straight away. Well, we just got talking, you know, as you do. But anyway, with my husband, I actually did tell him the first time we spoke, because I just never thought anything of it. I just thought, is someone talking to me, you know. I never thought anything was going to come of it. Excuse me. Which is probably the best way, really. I didn't think anything was going to come of it. He started chatting to me one weekend on Messenger. He said he'd looked through all my photos. He said something about me which was quite funny, but I'm not repeating on here. It was something that meant that he'd looked at me pretty closely. It really made me laugh at the time. And he said, is there anything I've missed? And of course, he hadn't cottoned on to the fact that I'm blind, because I don't advertise it on Facebook either. I know some people do. Actually, on Audioboo, I have got on my profile that I've got a guide dog. And I don't really, you know, I don't normally put it on stuff like that, but I did on there. Because it's the truth. But on Facebook, I haven't put anything like that ever. I mean, I belong to a lot of blind groups and, you know, VI groups, and there's pictures of my guide dog on there, but and there's pictures of me walking with him in harness, if people look, but I don't, those ones weren't on there at this particular time. When my husband looked through them, they were the ones I put on there later. There were some of my dog, but he wasn't in harness. So, I made a game of it, and I said, there is something you've missed. And I tried to give him a clue. It's in the photos. It's in one of my photo albums. It's got dogs in it. Because somewhere on the photos, there's two photos. One of my poodle and one of my guide dog. And on one of them, I've put my guide as a caption. And the other one, I've put my guard. That's the pet. So I tried to get him to look through that. But he's not always very observant, to be honest. And he didn't notice it. He said, "Oh, are you a policewoman?" Anyway, I pretty much had to spoon feed it to him. And he went, "Oh," and then not long after that, oh, excuse me, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I've got to go because I'm travelling." And I thought, here we go, there's another one bites the dust. Not that I thought of him in that way, I didn't. And I didn't hear... I think before he actually spoke to me online, I think he did comment on a few of my posts. And then we talked online that day and I told him that. Then he said he's going to go travelling. He'll be back later. And he never came back. And I remember thinking the following week, oh, it's a week ago, that's a long journey, he never came back. And I was thinking, oh, well, you know, because I liked him, not in that way, but I liked him, I found him funny and entertaining, and I liked what I'd seen of his personality. And then one day he commented on one of my posts, and he said, "I've missed talking to you." He said, "Are you going to be around at the weekend?" He said he's been very busy at work. Are you going to be around at the weekend? And I said, "Yeah, I expect so." So he said, "Oh, well, I'll catch up with you then." And I thought, yeah, of course you will. But he did. And then that was it, you know. So obviously, basically, I think it's up to you whether you put it or not. Because really, I mean, I know I'm changing my mind even as I'm talking. Anyone decent, really decent, isn't going to see it as an issue, I don't think. Anyone who's a bit borderline might do, but they might be okay. It's not to say that they're a bad person. They just might not know what it involves. So I probably wouldn't put it on my profile because it might attract weirdos, but I might tell somebody quite soon, like I did him, even though... to all intents and purposes, I just thought he was going to be a friend. How wrong I was. How wrong. But anyway, that's my thoughts. As I say, I've never been on a dating website per se, but it's still the same issue. When you're talking to somebody online, when do you tell them? Do you tell them? I always tell people at some point. If I talk to them, whoever they are, actually, even if it's a woman, you know, or just, I don't know, anybody, I will, if I actually have a conversation with them over a period of time, I will tell them at some point, because, yes, that's one of my cats. It's Candice. What, Candice? Do you want to go in? You silly little thing, you can go in, the other door's open, go on. My cats are really dumb. They've got their own room, but they come in the house in the day. At the night, I shut them in there because I had a fire last year. Leave her alone. And they're really dumb sometimes. They want to go in their room. It's open at the back, but they cry to come in the inside door. and out of it.
What? Have you lost your mother?
Anyway, I think that's about it for now. I don't really know. I don't think you can draw any conclusions from what I've said. I think you just have to take each case as an individual, because each person is different, and you need to, I think you need to know a little bit about them and a little bit of their personality before you know how they're going to take it. I wouldn't leave it too long, though, because I did do that once, and that was with the American chap. I left it quite a while, and then I had to tell him because I knew that, you know, and it needed to be said. And it was ended up being quite traumatic. I mean, he didn't care, but by that stage he didn't care. But yes, I think you just take each case on its merit, really. And I think it is scary. I don't think it comes much more scary than going to another country, actually. And I know I'm not the only one that's done this. I know other people have done it. Maybe they might come here on here and talk about it. I wasn't really scared. If I'd listened to other people, I would have been absolutely terrified. But I didn't. I didn't not listen to them. I took on board what they said and their concerns. But when I was going to meet my husband, my dad's family were all for, can't you burn her passport? Yeah. So thankfully I've got a family, a mother that wouldn't dream of interfering in my life to that extent if she wanted to ever talk to me again, which I presume she obviously did because she didn't even consider it. I'm an adult. Maybe I'm blind and maybe I'm more vulnerable, but I'm still an adult, and so are you. And, you know, I get the point about feeling that you have to be guided by someone, but if they're a decent person, you shouldn't feel bad about it. I never did, because obviously I have got a guide dog, but I didn't take him abroad. So I did have to be guided right from the word go. But, you know, if they see your personality, and you're not just, which you're not, just a wet blanket that can't do anything for themselves, then, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, when my husband came to the UK to live, I told him, you're going to see a different side of me that you didn't see when I was out there, because I didn't walk around on my own. I wasn't as independent, because it's a completely different country, a different culture. So I had to rely on him quite heavily for some things, for getting around mainly. And, you know, now I don't so much. You know, he really enjoyed doing everything for me, not in a mollycoddling way. And I said, well, you know, when you come over there, that's not how it's going to be. I am a very independent person, and my independence came crashing down around my ears because of my kidney problems earlier in the year, and he did have to do nearly everything for me, but it was only temporary. And now I'm back on my feet, thankfully. But if they're a decent person, those things will come quite naturally to them, I think. It's not like, oh, I've got to lead this blind woman around, how awful. If they're a caring person, they will take it on board. If they're worth their weight in gold, that is. And there are people like that out there. And I don't think they're that few and far between. Not as few and far between as we think they are. And I think we feel we're at a disadvantage to start with, but maybe that's our own perception of ourselves and not really how other people see us. Because I think other people have a different concept. Some people think blind people are totally incapable. But if someone likes you and they kind of admire you, then they will see a different side of you. They will want to see a different side of you. And, you know, my husband, when I was meeting him for the first and second and whatever times, he wasn't patronising, he's never been like that at all. But he said he would tell people, because when he told people he was in a relationship not only with a white woman, but a blind white woman, they were like, man, what, you know, they weren't horrible. I think in this country people would have been more horrible. What do you want? I think white blokes in the UK would be more disparaging. So what on earth do you think you're doing? But they weren't like that, his friends. They didn't. They just said, "Cor, that's you. You must really love this woman." That was their attitude. And he used to say, "Well, she can, you know, just because she's blind, she can do everything. She can do everything that a sighted person can do and more." That's what he always tells people. She can do everything a sighted woman can do and more. I don't know what the more bit is, but that's what he tells people. But that was their attitude. They weren't like, "Oh, what are you doing that for?" It was like, "Well, you must really love this person," because I suppose they thought you're taking on an extra dimension to a person, you know, an extra something that most people haven't got, which is a disability. But anyone who's decent will see past it. But I know what you're talking about is the initial stages. And all I can say is, talk to somebody, don't rush into meeting anybody, talk to them at length, online and, you know, on the phone. Talk to them at length and, you know, get a feel for them. And don't let them rush you. You know, there isn't any rush. Just take things at your pace and, you know, because once you've spoken to somebody for a while and you get that feel for them and you know whether you want to take anything further to meet them or not, you will have more confidence that when you do meet them, things will work out okay. I think what you're probably thinking is when you go online, you meet someone that you're not going to really know anything about them, and then you're just going to suddenly meet this person. Well, that's not how you do it. Well, not anyone sensible. You take your time over it. You know, you can pick and choose when you know, if you get people interested or you're interested in people, you can pick and choose who you have or who you meet up with or who you talk to initially. And by the time you get to actually see them, you will know what it's about, and it won't be so awful. I mean, you know, I went all that way to meet somebody. We'd been talking for 6 months. And some people said to me, "Why did you go all that way? Why don't you get someone local?" And I said, "Well, to be honest, I go in the shops around here and I hear the local people, and the men just don't attract me at all. They just don't." You hear a conversation. I heard this conversation in the chip shop one day last year. "Yeah, hello, mate. Oh, my, ow, Dave, I ain't seen you for, what? I ain't seen you for years, mate. Where you going? Where you been? Where you living now?" "Oh, I moved away down the coast, didn't I?" "Yeah, oh, you got a couple of kids?" Yeah, and, we're moving back up here. We moved back up here, though, because, you know, my missus couldn't cope, you know. She missed being near her mother, you know, and I blew her up again last year." This is an actual conversation I heard. "I blew her up again last year." And I was standing there thinking, blew her up again. And then suddenly I realised he meant got her pregnant. And I was so horrified to think that he spoke about her like that. And I thought, that's the mentality of the local... If that's the mentality of the local men, no wonder I went so far to get one. That's all I can say. Now, you know what? I do not want local men, or I did not want local men. No, thank you. Plus, I wouldn't have wanted them to be near me within striking distance, you know, like they could come to my house, until I was really sure I wanted that. So, no, I did go a long way and it was worth it and it all worked out fine. And yeah, that's it, really. So good luck, and I hope it... Just pluck up the courage. You can go on there. You don't have to do anything. Even if you go on there, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to respond to anybody. You can just be a lurker, I presume, anyway. I don't know what dating sites are out there. I'm sure that, I get these spam emails from eHarmony and all that sometimes, and Match.com, you see it advertised on the TV, but I'm sure other people will come on here and tell you what ones are okay. And I hope you get what you want out of it, really. Bye for now.